We begin Siman Samach Zayin in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Beis Hashem Yisbarach Hilchos Nedarim V'Shvuos Abay Yu'al Sifim. It says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Chazal teach us Al Ti Ragel B'Nedarim. A person should not be quick to make Nedarim because Kol Anoidim, anyone who makes a Neder Kila Bana Bama B'Shas Isra Abamas, making a Neder is like bringing a carbon on a bama when we're not allowed to bring kabanas on bamas from a kaimai, and somebody who fulfills his nether under such circumstances as kilu hikrevel of carbon, it's considered as if he brought a carbon when he was not supposed to bring a carbon there. Shechayiv, such an individual is chayiv, mshem shchut echutz, bringing a carbon in the wrong place. So, and even says the Shulchan Aruch, if somebody fulfills the nether, he's still considered a Rasha. Moreover, a person should not say, well, I'll make a nether, and if I see I can't fulfill the nether, I'll be matan nether, because that is still not the proper approach. And the Pasuk in Kehela says, Tavesh lo tidar, the best is not to make a nether, v'shetidav lo tishalim, and either if you're going to make a nether, not pay. Kitav Yisrael a nedroi, and therefore the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says if somebody made a nether, he should be mat a nether v'yatiruloi, and he'll be matrit. However, the Rishonim say if somebody did have a machloikus, if somebody made a nether, and now as we're learning, he realizes that a nether is not a proper behavior. So what should he do? Now that he made the nether, should he follow through with the nether, or should he try to have the nether annulled? And it seems that the Poskim say that it's better to have the nether annulled than to keep the nether and try to fulfill it. However, this is only by other types of nedarim. Avle nidre hegdish mitzvah lekaiman. When we make a nether to hegdish, there's a mitzvah to fulfill it. Shnema nedar l'Hashem ashalem v'leyishalem, and a person should not try to be matan neder on a neder hegdish afilu b'shas tchak, even under pressing circumstances. The Shach says that when somebody makes a neder to hegdish b'zman hazeh, it's not considered like hegdish that the halacha discusses, even though of course there's one should try to fulfill that type of nether. And I saw that the Shas Chuvus Meramin says that if somebody did make a nether for tzedakah, even bizman hazeh, we should try to do whatever we can to force him to fulfill that nether. I saw in the subject of being matan nether a very interesting story. The Rabbi Shulayb Diskin, who at one time was the Rav of Brisk, and then he moved to Eretz Yisrael, wrote a Dvar Torah to Rav Chaim Nochem, who was the Rav HaRoshi, the chief rabbi of Egypt, to ask a question that came to him and needed this chief rabbi of Egypt's input. And he didn't receive an answer. So Rav Shulayb needed the answer. It was a situation of a woman to be matan, that she was an aguna, to be able to help her to get remarried and not be an aguna anymore. So he wrote another letter to this chief rabbi of Egypt. I wrote you a letter. I didn't get an answer, and it's very important for me to receive the answer. So at that point, the chief rabbi of Egypt writes him back, and he says that I apologize for not responding to you. I know if you write me a question, it's only appropriate that I respond quickly and properly, but I was very involved with an issue. The issue, he says, was that the king and queen were taking a walk, and there was a river, and the queen wanted to wash herself in the river, and the king said no. This happened 3 times, and when they came back, and the advisors of the king became aware of this situation, they told the king, you have no choice but to eliminate the queen, because the rule in Egypt was that if somebody refused to follow what the king said three times, they were sentenced to death. And they told the king, if you won't do what the rule is, then you can never expect anybody to show you the proper respect. The king, of course, did not want to eliminate the queen, but he had this concern that his word will become not respected if he doesn't. So he gathered together the chief rabbi and the chief priest and the chief imam in Cairo, in Egypt, to discuss this issue and see if there's a way that they could help him. And that's why the chief rabbi of Egypt writes to Rabbi Shaul Leib Diskin, I have this issue. We want to be able to help the king. I'm just not sure what is the right thing to tell him. Rabbi Shaul Leib said that when there's a rule that you have to follow what the king says, if he says it three times, when is that rule applicable? The rule is applicable if the king says the same thing three times and somebody refuses to obey what the king said. In this case, when the wife, the queen, and the king were having the discussion, they weren't speaking about the same body of water because the water was flowing. And since the water was continuously flowing, every time the queen asked the king if she could swim in that water, it wasn't the same water. And therefore, it wasn't three times that she had disobeyed about the same thing. Because of that, the king was able to spare the queen, and he gave much credit to the chief rabbi for coming up with this wonderful piece of advice. Sipes, v'ken yisrachim min ha-shvua. One should avoid making a shvua. And the poskim say that a shvua is even more serious than a neder. A shvua one should make even if it's the truth. A shvua should not be made even if it's at the cost of losing much money. The Sefer Chassidim says if somebody refuses to make a shvua, he could be, and it involves a financial loss, he could be confident that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will repay him. And certainly, when somebody makes a shvua, the wording of the shvua, that he says, I'm making a shvua using Hashem's name, or using that I'm making a shvua in his life, all of that is very complicated and should be avoided. If somebody does make a shvua because he has no choice, let's say it's a situation of life and death, as I said, he should always try to avoid Hashem's name. He also, many poskim suggest, should fast every year on the day that he had to make a shvua. And I saw that the Chidah says, learning Seder Noshim is one of the ways to have a tshuva for having made such a shvua. Avam avan nishbal ezer dover. If somebody made a shvua, lo yishalei, you should not try to have it annulled. Al yamid b'shvuasoi, he should keep the shvua. Afapi shehu mitzdar, even though it's painful. Shenem nishbal lahara v'lo yomer. V'ksiv akrav oise eila. Somebody who keeps a shvua lo yimet leila will never slip up. Ve'ein hashalom al shvua. And therefore, we never have a shvua annulled el b'shas adchak. The poskim suggest that what happens if somebody makes a shvua and the deadline, he makes a shvua, is going to pay by a certain date, and the deadline is on Shabbos. And of course, on Shabbos, we can't pay. They say that if that's what happens, he should designate an object that will be used as a mashkin, as security for his payment. If somebody makes a shvua to violate a mitzvah deraisa, that, for example, he makes a shvua that he won't sit in the sukkah, the shvua is null and void. If somebody, however, makes a shvua that he won't do a mitzvah derabanan, he won't light Hanukkah candles, for example, there it's not so simple that the shvua is annulled because it's a mitzvah derabanan. I did see that the Tashbat says that if somebody made a shvua that he won't agree to meet about tefillah, it's even though being davening betzibur is a drabanan, he says that there's a deraisa aspect to it of negdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, and therefore since there's a deraisa aspect to that shvua, the halacha is that shvua is null and void. Sifkim atzarch lazar shlo yidish shum dover. The person should never make a neder V'afil etztaka etoiv lider. Even if it's tztaka, it's not appropriate to make a neder. However, some say if there's a concern that without the neder you may not fulfill the mitzvah, or by making the neder it will encourage other people to do a mitzvah, then there may be a right to make a neder. If somebody has something to give, he should just give it. And if he doesn't, yamtan atshiyelo, he should wait till he has what he has to have, and then and only then give it without nedarim. V'yitem b'li nedarim. V'mpaiskim tzedakah. If people are pledging for tzedakah, tzarech lifsek imam, and he also has to pledge, yomer b'feirish, he should say explicitly shupaisik b'li nedarim. He should say explicitly that he's doing this b'li nedarim. And even in a place where there's an appeal, for example, and everybody's pledging for tzedakah, the paiskim say you should always say b'li nedarim. The Kankish Maskir and the Shamas on the Yom Tovim, when we say Yisker, and at part of the Nisker, part of the Yisker is Noidin Utsdaka, Yeshlaim Bili Neder, Imubay Tsara, but if it's a situation of Tsara, then the Loch is Mutal Linda, he may make a Neder. And still, the Paiskim say that when you pledge Tsdaka, for example, by Yisker, you should say Bili Neder. And that's why the Paiskim suggests when a Gabbai makes a Mishaberach and somebody is giving a donation, the Gabbai doesn't say Bavush Shenodor. He should say Bavush Sheyitain. Always to try to avoid to say the word Neder. However, they do say that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, considered like what the Kutzah Shulchan Aruch just discussed in Eis Tzara, we're all in judgment on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And then some say we can make a neder. And the same they say when somebody is giving tzedakah on a yard site, it's also considered like an eis tzara that we're learning now that during an eis tzara, somebody can make a neder. But again, the Rama says that one should avoid, even under those circumstances, making a neder. He should give the tzedakah, but he should not make a neder. Also, we're learning how when it comes to a neder for tzedakah, Chazal were very reluctant to ever be mat a neder. Certainly, if the money that somebody wants to give for tzedakah was already designated, that is for certain a situation where one, you can't be mat a neder. There's a very big machlokes ha-paiskim. Since we're learning now about nidrei tzedakah, neder-based tzara, if somebody did not verbalize the neder, he just thought that he wants to give a certain amount of tzedakah, there's a migmachloikis that is that considered a neder. Some paiskim hold that that's also considered a neder. The others say that because by tzedakah we have to be machmer, and one should therefore be very careful not just about what he says as a neder for tzedakah, but even what he thinks. He should not think with that finality that this is what I do. Sif Dalam, Data Lekvay Loi Ezalimit B'Torah. If somebody wants to learn, Alas says a mitzvah wants to do a mitzvah. For Yorupen Yisrash Lachkach, and he's concerned that he may not follow through. Oishim Yorupen Yisrei Hayetz Alas Ez Isra. The Yetzahara may try to convince him to do an Aveira. Oi, the Yetzahara may try to convince him, Noyo Malas Ez a mitzvah, to prevent him from doing a mitzvah. Mutaloi Lezuze Nashe, he could try to do whatever he can to strengthen himself in neder b'shvua. Damar Rav, the Gemara Masechta Nedarim Daf Ches Amud Beis, Rav teaches us. Menayin Shnishboim L'Kaimus Hamitzvah. Lazar says, "Atzmai, how do we know that somebody can make a neder to make himself strong in order to fulfill a mitzvah? Ab Bishu Mishbavay Mehav Sinai. Even though he really has to do the mitzvah anyway, because it's a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do. Shnev Nishbati." And even if he didn't express this Kabbalah with the word neder shvua, he just said that this is what I'm going to do. Halachically, you have a neder. It has the same category of a neder, and he has to fulfill what he said he's going to do. And therefore, a person must be most careful. Kshoymer, when he says Shias Ezed Va'mitzvah, that he's going to do whatever mitzvah, Shoymer, that he should say that he's doing it B'li Nedim. V'toiv Shiagel Adam's Atzma came. It's a good habit for a person to get into. A few ba'omalasas da'ev rishus. Whenever he says he's going to do anything, he should always say B'li Nedir. Kedesh lo yikoshel chas v'sham b'avayin adorim. That chas v'sham he shouldn't come to make a nedir. The Paiskim, the Sefer Chassidim, says that particularly b'zman hazeh, one should avoid making the dorim, even with the best of intention. If somebody says that I'm going to help you, the Paiskim say, and what I'm saying is not a dvar mitzvah, that's not considered a nedir. One of the other ways of being able to avoid making a nedir, saying something, but it shouldn't have the status of a nedir, is by saying Emir Tzah Hashem. By adding the words Emir Tzah Hashem, then one is sort of saying the same as B'li Nedir, and since it's considered the same as B'li Nedir, it doesn't have all the strictness of a nether. The Shas Chuvah Shvus Yaakov discusses if somebody made a nether, but he can't fulfill the nether. He discusses a situation where this person was assuming that he's going to be getting a new wardrobe by Yontif. And he said to somebody else, I'm going to give you all my old clothing. And the clothing, the new wardrobe, was not ready by Yontif. But he had made a commitment that he's going to give this person his old clothing. He says that the halacha in such a situation is that if he gives the value of what he said he was going to give, that is also considered that he fulfilled the nether that he took on. Sif hey, Misha noyed in the dorm kadeh l'sakim midoysov. If somebody makes a nether, because that's how he's going to act better, harezer zoros m'shubach, that's praiseworthy. If somebody has a problem that he overeats, and he makes another that he's not going to eat meat for a certain amount of time, or he was an alcoholic, he made another that he won't drink alcohol. If somebody is very arrogant about his great looks, the kibbal of Naziris, and therefore he accepted upon himself to be a nozuk yoitz behem. Nadarim ke'elu, making these type of nadarim, heim avoyda sayz baruch shmoy, they're included in the way we serve Hashem. V'le'elu amr chachmeinu z'chanel v'racha, regarding these type of nadarim Chazal teaches, nadarim, making a nedis yog l'prishus, it's a way to make sure that we're going to do what's right. M'kamakim, still gam b'nadarim elu, even in these nadarim that are worthwhile, ain loy l'odim l'hagris atzmai, it's not appropriate that somebody should make making the dharma into a habit. Aliyesh l'sgabra yitzroi, he should overcome his tendencies gam b'loy nadarim. And therefore, even in such a case, that he should say, as we've been learning, b'li neder emir tzah Hashem. And I saw that the Paiskin, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, said that an example of a positive nether is somebody who has a problem that he smokes and he wants to stop smoking, and he makes a nether that I'm going to stop smoking. So he says, A, that's a worthwhile nether because we shouldn't be smoking. It's a nether to protect your health. And such a nether, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal used to say, is the type of nether that you can't be mat a nether, type of nether that cannot be annulled.